All right, elsewhere Surprise. In the audio bag.
Surprise.
Let's play the TC audio before we do the Yoko Ono ender.
It's time for our weekly staple called Let's Play the TC Audio.
TC is running the board for the Musers, and if
Struggling.
You know anything about TC, you know that he has a very high opinion of himself. Now, if you know anything about new board ops at the Ticket, you know they want to be part of the fun. And one of the things about that's fun about the Ticket is that we do highlight when things go wrong. The Musers have the e-break of the week. They've been doing for at least a decade. And it's all fun, right? It's fun. I mean, the guys see how much fun they have when things go awry. Another station ignores it, moves on, and you never really know it happened because it happened and it's gone. But we highlight it, we replay it, we all laugh and everything. I think, though, one of the downsides of this is that the new board op working for the Ticket, like TC, thinks, oh, this is what we're supposed to do, kind of. We're supposed to mess up.
Right.
It's great. Isn't it funny to see the Musers struggle and not, like, okay, let's play the audio,
okay.
And then let me go back to this rant, because this does irk me a bit, just the, I know TC's attitude, too. His attitude is the same as when he broke my effing chair, is that, oh, well, it's just, this will be funny. He'll be able to talk about it on the radio for a segment. I'm really doing him a favor by breaking this chair that they've had in their family for 30 years.
You
okay.
created this beast, Dan.
This is going to be his snow day will be the chair.
You guys went half on that baby right there.
Do you want to see my receipt? I'm going to show you the receipt for the chair after we hear this audio.
All right.
That would be time for them to start panicking just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Richard and Irving, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Got the phones up in there, TC? Richard, you with us?
We don't hear any phones.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Yeah. Let's try John in Fort Worth. Hey, John.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear us?
Holy Moses.
TC, I don't think you've got something punched up right in there.
Hello?
Cujo? TC checks the board and sees nothing but good things. Okay.
All right.
All right. He's well, smiling.
He's laughing now, so it's all funny. So
it's funny.
Oh. Let's try John again. John, can you hear us now? Okay. TC,
you're not
or something.
You're not
make
good.
Sure that we are punched into the.
Well, I bet the P1s had some pretty interesting points.
Yeah. Email us, and then and then we'll get back to you.
Oh, my.
I know the Musers' pain there.
That didn't go well.
Especially when they look through the glass.
When they look through and he's laughing.
He's laughing.
Like, hey,
right,
this
right,
is
yeah.
funny. It's funny radio. Look, right. see how I'm helping?
Yeah. It's another classic Ticket moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm part of it.
We'll replay it on Friday, and then maybe I'll make a CD.
Maybe he'll win the e-break of the week.
I'll win the e-break.
They'll
that
mention
helps,
him.
That helps my...
They'll say his name.
My publicity quotient.
Right. And they'll talk
Instead
about it's
just banter.
Instead
of sitting there thinking about how to actually set things up right, maybe get there a little early.
Gosh.
Because I'm pretty sure that it's on TC's
Hello,
MO.
Hello, TC.
Hey, guys.
It's on TC's MO to roll in about 15 minutes late for his weekend shifts because...
Well, you guys want the phones to work all the time. Gosh!
Because he's the guy that gets to...
Well, he really got into that,
yeah.
man.
He gets to run the board for the Musers and everything, so he's a little bit above just your regular weekend spare, right?
Lucky.
All right. So, here's the receipt, Bob.
Tina, come get your food.
So, as you know, he broke this chair, and I guess it was owned by my wife's great-grandmother.
Oh, no.
Who just recently passed away.
Mm.
And it's one of the few things we have at our house that reminded her of the great-grandma.
She rode
Grandma
in the boat
Josie.
From Ireland.
Yeah.
In that chair?
Yes, in the chair. Actually carried it through.
She was actually pregnant with my wife's mother while she rode over here.
Wow.
Yeah.
In the chair.
In that chair.
In the floating
right.
chair.
They, like, attached a sail to that chair.
And oars.
Yeah, the chair is on the water. She's just... Right.
Here, this is...
She's rowing.
I bought one of the cheaper chairs at Lazy Boy. See my receipt? It's right up there.
$681.
Oh.
And you know what TC left me? Like, when he did this to my chair...
Like an old pizza box or
and
something?
And then left my house... He left the chair just sitting there in the middle of the floor, right where it was, just broken.
He had my bad.
Did he leave?
It said my bad on a pizza box, and it was just thrown across his floor.
I'll tell you what, Bob. If he would have written my bad on a pizza box and left it there, that would have been like 20 times what he did. He left nothing.
Just a broken chair.
Oh, like
just
maybe you might not notice it.
Oh, yeah, maybe you guys thought
money.
It was broke when you left.
He didn't leave an offer of, hey, I'd pay for this or
please.
And you know it would be an empty offer. You know I wouldn't accept it. But he didn't even say that. He didn't even say he was sorry.
I think TC's back.
As a token of my sorriness, please accept this $22 in quarters.
All right, now.
I leave for you.
I've never seen you
why
get
have so many quarters.
Who wants to hear Yoko Ono performance art?
Collecting cans for the last several weeks.
All right. Here is Yoko Ono performing in New York City. It's at an art gallery, right?
Yeah.
Boy, what
she is wearing all black.
Sorry, Donnie.
Yeah, I know.
Entire room is all white.
Sorry, Donnie.
And she's standing in the middle of the room, kind of at a little podium, as she needs one. I guess she's very small and a bit sneaky. She also, then all the people are standing all around the room just kind of looking at her. They're here to see her art performance.
Okay.
Enjoy. Pause it.
For real?
Now, I just did a little experiment with myself here. Like the Borat challenge, where I challenge you to watch that movie and see when you bail. I was doing this challenge with myself and the Bob challenge when he would call for us to stop this. And you were just sitting back and listening.
I feel like I'm... Man, I'm so amazed. So what were they...
When I first heard this, I thought, you know what? She must... have done anything John Lennon wanted her to do.
Yeah,
because why else?
Okay, I mean, now what is her body doing? Is she kind of gyrating?
She's just standing at a microphone.
No, she's stoic.
Just standing there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then Ty Walker. Here's another shock that I decided you definitely didn't think when you woke up today that I'd say this.
Okay.
While previewing this audio during the break, Ty Walker had a good idea.
What's that?
And did you think I'd ever say that?
No.
That Ty Walker had a good idea about anything.
I'm ready.
He said, let's play that and match it up with Linda McCartney at the same time and see what that sounds like. So let's play, can you play them both on different sound things, pots?
Things.
Like bring Linda down. Okay, bring Linda down all the way. Okay, now reverse fade it. Okay. Tom, did people pay to see Yoko? Or was she offering this up free?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Like, does she...
I would think so.
Is she performing as on a regular basis?
No. This was a special performance at the Modern Art... at the Museum of Modern Art.
So was she showing art? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're clapping?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's done.
The Museum of Modern Art, dude. This was entitled Voice Piece in Soprano.
Wow.
Everybody loves the Sopranos. Even Yoko.